We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And we got a call last week saying, hey, you got to find the other Ichiro home run call John did. We played the one in which I think John said the sayonara kid.
Right, right.
And so John Schweibecker, who's done a great job finding all these home run calls, and I shoot him an email. I say, hey, Schwei, had a caller. He said there's another Ichiro home run call. Luckily, you know, Ichiro only hit like 15 home runs as a Yankee. Would you be able to find it? He said, yeah, no problem. The caller was dead wrong. Schwei listened to every single Ichiro home run call, and there was no, I forget what he claimed the call was.
Oh, really?
I think it was Lady Marmalade or whatever
it was.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, the Lady Marmalade line.
Lady Marmalade, right.
Yeah, right.
So it never happened, and what Schwei found out is that there was criticism of John for not doing that as a call.
Really?
So John never did that call for Ichiro Suzuki.
Huh.
But Schwei, great job anyway. Still went through all the tapes, listened to 15 John Sterling home run calls. But I wanted to pass on that information as we listen to five more today.
All right. And Loogie, I'm sure Loogie is doing the honors again, right, Loog?
Oh, yep. I spent all weekend working on this.
I'm kidding. I'm sure you did. No, I didn't. I'm sure you're all over it, bro. Loogie got his new set of golf clubs. So
I'm giddy. I'll be out there probably tomorrow.
Can't wait to get out there tomorrow. I want to hear how you played Friday, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll give you a full report on Friday for sure.
Are you good at golf, Loog?
I used to play all the time. I was on the team in high school. I got away from it because of, like, I like baseball a little bit more. And then I got in my 20s, and then I like to do other things besides golf when I was in my 20s, and I'll leave it at that. I had other things on my mind besides golf. But now I get a little older. I'm married. You know, it's a way out of the house. It's fun. So all my friends play it. So I'm back in it. I got the bug, the itch back.
I'll get Loogie out there. Before the summer's over, Ev, we'll get Loogie and Riscona out and play with them for sure.
I think Luke's got to be good. Well, if you're playing in high school, you got to be pretty good.
And I was telling Joe, I'm like Ricky Fowler out there. The balls are neon. The clothes are bright and colorful. Yep. You got to have a little flair, a little
style. He's wearing all the orange stuff like Ricky does. I told Luke, and this is so true, man, because I got, you know me, Ev, I got so many the outfits I have. And I got different hats to match like every outfit. So,
right.
You know, so I'm not going to play great, at least I can look good out there.
You always want to look good, no matter what you're doing.
That's a big part of it.
A big key I would tell most people in life is look good whenever you're doing something.
Right. That's exactly right.
Bingo.
All right.
What do you got?
Leading off today, this guy was at the forefront of a baseball curse.
Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon, yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
Really?
Nope.
I was trying to think of a Red Sox. You're right, Johnny Damon. But I guess not. All right.
He was part of one of the worst trades in the history of baseball.
One of the worst trades in the history of baseball.
Did he play with the Yankees a long time, this guy?
Not too long.
But the team he played for, he was more known for this other team, right?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. worst trade in the history of baseball.
Part of one of the worst trades in the history of baseball. I'll throw out another one. This is a little bit more personal. He was one of my favorite fantasy baseball players. One of the best fantasy baseball players, I think, of all time. Was a rotisserie machine, if you're a guy who likes to play rotisserie.
Machine. It's not Bobby Abreu, right?
There goes Damon. The pitch is lined to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Off the foul pole. Bobby Abreu hit a bullet down the right field line for a two-run home run. No doubt about it. It banged off the pole. El Coma Dulce. Bobby Abreu is sweet as candy, and the Yankees take a 5-2 lead.
Now, I don't get the curse aspect of Abreu. I'm missing it here.
Well, he won the home run derby. He was a surprise home run derby winner. What, he hit like 20, 25 home runs a year? He hit like one of the longest home runs ever in home run derby, one of the most home runs in a round. And then, well, it started like this huge trend. Now guys have bad second halves. They lose their swing. He was one of the first guys.
See,
I figured it would throw you off
because
you think Red Sox, Cubs, you're going to be thinking a lot of other curses.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, the trade, if I'm not mistaken, Bobby Abreu, I think, was initially an Astro and was taken by the Devil Rays in the expansion draft.
Uh-huh.
And then the Devil Rays traded him to the Phillies for that shortstop,
Kevin Stocker.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we remember how he was traded to the Yankees. It was him and the late Corey Lytle who went to the Yankees. Who went back to Philly in that trade?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Little Coma Dulce. That's right. I forgot
the candy eater.
The candy eater. Sweet as candy.
Sweet as candy. I was going to also say wall phobia. Remember, he was like afraid of the right field wall.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And he was and he played for the Mets, too. But the Yankee Mets.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to call him underrated, but if you look back at his, like, prime years, I mean, they are incredible.
He was a player.
Yeah. Nah, he was a very good player. He's not a Hall of Famer by any stretch.
No, the Hall of Very Good.
Hall of Very Good, yeah, best way to describe him. And unfortunately, that whole wall thing really stuck with him, that he's just afraid of the right field fence, basically, because he was a pretty good defensive right fielder. But for whatever reason, on any fly ball, when he got close to the wall, that reputation really stuck.
But and I know Ernie feels this way about Aaron Judge. It's like there's some times where you're just like, you know what, is it worth it?
Yeah.
You know, I know plays at the wall usually might be a home run or a double, but sometimes you have to think about the long game.
Yeah, very good.
Rusty Staub in the playoffs against the Reds in '73, on a ball hit by Dan Dreesen, made this great catch against the right field wall at Shea, and destroyed his shoulder and couldn't throw for the whole World Series.
That's right, and he missed a few of the World Series games, right?
Yeah, I don't think he missed any games, but he couldn't throw the ball. He's actually throwing a ball from right field underhanded.
Jeez.
Yep.
Right, Bobby Abreu. That's a good one. El Coma Dulce. Sweet as candy. Yeah, who's next?
That was a good one.
All right, moving on. This player had more steals in his career than home runs.
More steals than home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a follow-up?
Sure, I might not have the answer. But
has Joe heard of him?
It's too early for Ricky Henderson, so it couldn't have been him.
Has Joe heard of this guy? No shot.
Well,
I'm going to say no shot, this guy.
All right, I've heard of this guy?
I don't think so.
So we're talking about a guy who is barely a major leaguer. Presumably.
What do you have, two home runs? What do you have, three steals and two home runs?
No, it's a little more like maybe like, 40 steals, There's a couple more hits here, but he had more steals than home runs. All right, he won a ring, but it was not in the World Series he played in. So he won a ring, but it was not in the World Series he played in.
Hmm.
So he played in a World Series. So the World Series he played in, he lost. He was on a losing team.
Correct.
Obviously.
Right. And then
But he was on a team that won the World Series, but he didn't play in the
Series. Right, because if you get within like 40 feet of the stadium, they give you a home. They give you a ring.
Well, it depends. That's not always true.
I keep going.
Okay, how about this hint? This type of player would hit this big a homer against this type of team in a pivotal postseason game. So think of a franchise that
like
is
Al
sort
Weiss,
of...
It's like Al Weiss hitting a home run for the Mets in the World Series in
'69.
Right.
Think of a franchise in baseball that has sort of taken these guys off the scrap heap, right? And they've had great postseason moments, runs. Maybe they've even won the MVP of a series. So what franchise in baseball is known for that?
The Yankees.
No, you're not. No, no, this should hit more home than that.
The Cardinals.
Yep. And what team would you say over the last maybe like 10 years, maybe a little less, has had brutal postseason moment after brutal postseason moment?
Well, we know the Rangers had a pretty brutal postseason moment.
But you're Cardinals, so you got to think National League.
Milwaukee?
Cardinals, the Dodgers.
Beat them.
Oh, the Dodgers.
They won a couple of pennants in a row.
No, I understand that. But they've been, but exactly.
Right.
You got it. I mean, unless
I think we're stumped.
I'll give you one more hint. Maybe this will get it for Evan. He shares the same last name with an NBA great center, Navy.
Oh, Robinson.
His last name is Robinson.
Oh, so I think Shane Robinson.
3-1, hit in the air to deep left field. Back goes Bonifacio on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. How do you like that?
Him.
Shane Robinson drills one in the left field seats. Here's to you, Mr. Robinson. He homers to left, and the Yankees take a 3-1 lead.
Yeah. None of those
Jesus
things
loves you
me.
More than you will know.
Now,
whoa.
Now, Joe, as you know, obviously Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Yes.
Obviously, that movie, The Graduate.
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? The nation turns a lonely eye to you.
So The Graduate, right? Anne Bancroft,
yes.
The late, great Anne
Bancroft. You know an interesting thing about that movie?
Yeah.
I saw that movie, and this was in 1969, or whatever year it was, 68,
67, 68, something like that,
right.
Yeah.
This was a racy movie.
Yes.
Okay?
Dustin
Back
Hoffman.
In that time, right, the whole thing about, you know, and he winds up marrying, he has the affair with the mother, and then winds up marrying the daughter, right? And the whole
mm-hmm.
craziness that goes
yep.
on. I saw this movie at 15, 16 years old with my grandmother.
Oh, God.
I went with my grandmother.
That's really?
You know what? I didn't really think much of it, to be honest.
It's like Evan going to see Showgirls with his aunt or something.
Right, well, you know.
How do you know?
Bancroft.
Now,
what's his name? Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
All of that.
Anne Bancroft is my grandma's cousin. She was actually at my grandparents'
right?
wedding.
Wow.
Yes.
That
uh-huh.
is crazy.
Yep.
How about that?
By the way, Joe, do you remember Shane Robinson at all or no?
No. Absolutely
not.
Evan, do you remember Shane Robinson?
I actually remember.
Do you remember the home run I'm talking about?
I remember him with the St. Louis Cardinals
Correct.
For a bunch of
yeah.
years, but he was barely with the Yankees. He was there for.
Well, he hit one home run
maybe?
With them. I think he was in the one.
Well, you
could
hear
column.
Susan when he hits that home run. Susan's going, good for him.
Right.
Right. It's true.
I think he hit
right.
it off the Royals because I was trying to find hints. I'm like, maybe he hit right. off somebody right. good, but it was always some right. tomato can right. on the Royals.
Well, good for him. He hit a home run. He has a Sterling home run call. I mean, that's not bad in life. Who's next?
All right, moving on. This Yankee has many parallels to another Yankee. I'm not going to say whether the other Yankee is a former and this one's current, but this Yankee has a lot of parallels to another Yankee.
All right.
Was this guy a lifelong Yankee, mostly a Yankee, this guy?
No.
All right, keep going.
Did he have better years on other teams?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, all right, so you know how in this era, and it's been actually a while for a while, I think like Eddie Murphy used to do it, Chris Rock, you know what I mean? Like, you make like, you know, at the end of their sets, they would drop the mic, right? Now in Twitter, if you say, you know, you say something really good to somebody, you say, oh, I dropped the mic. So this guy is a mic dropper. I would call him a mic dropper.
Oh, I got it. It would be one of Joe's favorites, Giancarlo.
Well, here is the first at bat for Giancarlo Stanton. Swung on and drilled to deep right center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It is first Yankee at bat. Giancarlo. Non si può stopparlo. It is a Stantonian home run. A two-run blaster right center in his first Yankee at bat. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
And how about the fact that it's been all downhill for Giancarlo since?
I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's essentially the modern-day A-Rod, right?
Right. Well,
both won an MVP, got traded the next year. Right. This guy gets booed when he wakes up in the morning.
He hasn't won that championship yet.
Right, and we'll see with this Yankee team.
Right.
But, yeah, this guy is basically the ire of Yankee fans right now.
He's
like on the number one most hated list for
that
sure.
That is a great call.
Oh, and
now, what does
ready,
it mean?
Right,
you cannot stop it? Is that the translation? I know. I tried to, like, look it up. I think John was on our air explaining it. But is that what it means?
Something like that.
Yeah.
The mic drop was obviously the thing that handed it to me.
Yeah.
That was good. I'm glad you picked. I didn't
Mike
even think
Stanton,
that. That's
right.
Yeah. Mike Stanton. All right.
Yeah. You almost forget he was Mike Stanton.
Yeah, I tried to be
like,
sneaky
Luke,
with that.
You could have, like, your own game show. You're like, I could see, like Tommy Lugau.
Give me an old game show guy. Well, Bob Barker, one of the
Bob,
all-time
right.
greats.
Whoever,
yeah.
you know, whoever you want.
Who is
right.
the guy who would kiss every single person on the
Richard
Family
Dawson?
Feud? Richard Dawson, right. Right. Yeah. Every single person
there
up there.
Well, Family Feud gets a new guy like every 4 or 5 years. Maybe I could try
but
out
that.
But
that was what he was on, Richard yeah. Dawson.
Oh, really? And then Ray Combs, obviously. Now Steve Harvey does it. Drew Carey
right.
did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, you'd be
next.
Good, Luke. You'd be good at that.
No, you're
Come
you're
on
doing...
down. I can see you now. Come on down.
Who knows? This may give Chernoff and Dove an idea. Maybe there'll be an hour game
yeah.
show.
You know what?
Host
bro,
movie.
Bro, I wouldn't.
Let's
yeah.
not give Chernoff and Dove any ideas.
Why? They make them worse?
All right. Let's keep the ideas away from them.
And the wrestling term, we will kayfabe them. Evan will like that one. Yeah.
Oh, the pain.
All right, number four.
This guy, we talked about it before, like much like Bobby Abreu, he would be in the Hall of Very Good, much like Bobby Abreu.
Mm. Hall of Very Good.
Yep.
Okay.
He had two milestones with the Yankees, his 2,000th hit and his 300th home run.
Johnny Damon.
Nope.
All right.
We'll get to Damon eventually.
All right.
We've been 0 for 2 for 3.
Yeah, we're really trying to get
Johnny Damon. He had his 2,000th hit as a Yankee and his 300th home run as a Yankee.
Mm-hmm. 300th home run as a Yankee.
This guy could have
Sheffield.
Nope. This guy could have played another sport.
Three? I mean,
well, it's too early for Dave Winfield, so I know it's not him.
It's not Dave Winfield. Right. It's not Drew Henson either.
Talking about a hell of a player.
I don't think Drew Henson got 2,000 hits and 300 home runs.
Hmm. All right, keep going.
It's 300 home runs.
Was
he mostly a Yankee, this guy?
No.
No.
Another hint, 340.
That's why you said that already.
2,000 hits.
340?
340 is another hint.
Matt Holliday.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, drilled to deep left center field. That ball is high. Mid is far. It is gone. Matt Holliday hits a long home run to left center. Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Matt has bat. He drills a home run to left center, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead.
That's a good one. Happy holiday. He could also go with the Madonna song, Holiday. You know that song? Luke?
Yeah, Holiday.
Celebrate.
Oh, one of the all-time greats. Yeah.
Imagine John singing that one, though.
I can. You know what? I can.
I don't know if that's in John's decade, though.
Oh, maybe not.
He's kind of like Summers, where, you know, it's like 1970 and before.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think that song is in John's wheelhouse,
maybe not.
Now, I know this is a Yankee bit, but would you like the Jason Bay Mets stats compared to the Matt Holiday stats?
No.
You don't want to hear the Jason Bay 20 homers with the Mets in his career?
I wanted Matt Holiday so bad.
You were right. I was wrong about that.
Yeah, but you know,
what's new?
But you came from a good rationale with Jason Bay, which is
I thought he played well. You know, he took over for Manny in Boston and was good.
Right.
He was really underrated in Pittsburgh for all those years, as most guys that play in Pittsburgh are. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Jason Bay did it in Boston.
Correct.
He replaces Manny Ramirez. And the thing about Matt Holliday was, hey, the guy was in Colorado. He was in Oakland half a year. What is he?
More expensive,
that was the big question.
But you can't kill the Mets for being cheap there because the Bay signing actually made sense. It was a value move. You can't kill him. Obviously, the results are horrible. He's one of the worst free agent signings in the history of the franchise.
Well, you can still kill him.
Of course, I understand that. But I get it. But I really don't know if they were being cheap. I think they were just being, like, smart. Right.
No.
It was a value move.
No,
you really think
cheap.
So? I can't believe I'm trying to defend Jason Bay.
Is that like a value meal from like McDonald's?
yeah. Jason Bay would be like the quarter pounder, the double quarter pounder on the
He wouldn't even be that good. Quarter pounder. I wish I could have a
quarter
pounder.
My fast food days are long behind me. I don't even remember most of the dollar menu items. But,
right, I understand.
I love that's a very sneaky, very good John Sterling call. Anytime he starts singing, that's a win right there.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
And Holiday's not up. I think he just retired recently, but he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame. Alfonso Soriano fell off the bout right away. Holiday's definitely not.
Matt Holliday is not a Hall of Famer. Right. Very good player, very nice player, not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Not particularly close either.
Okay. Now, last and certainly not least, this gentleman was almost a Red Sox.
A-Rod.
No. Nope. We did A-Rod already.
Oh, that's right. A-Rod's out there.
We did Bernie already, too.
Did we do Bernie? I think Bernie was part of our trailer.
No,
this.
We didn't
part
do Bernie.
Oh, so then it's Bernie.
Bernie.
Nope.
Oh. Bernie was a trailer. He's right.
He finished second in the he finished he's not the only one. He finished second in the MVP voting one of the years that he was a Yankee.
Was Teixeira almost a Red Sox?
Kelly came in for Kimbrel, and he's gotten the next two men out. And here he works on Teixeira, 0-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Bradley going back, away back, and deep center. That ball is gone. It's a grand slam to win the game. Mark sends a text message into the Yankee bullpen. Oh, you're on the mark, Teixeira. He hits a grand slam, and the Yankees come all the way back.
That may be my favorite.
That's one of his signature calls for sure.
That's a good one.
If you're putting it on the on his plaque in the Hall of Fame, that's one that's on there for sure.
Getting to listen to all of these over a few weeks span is going to give us better insight on maybe our favorite, because now we're getting to hear all of them instead of just remember. Coming into this, Teixeira was on my mind as my favorite. Yeah, it's still great, but I got to tell you, Matt Holliday may give it a run for its money.
Well, the Abreu one is good, too. The Ilkay Medusa, you know, sweet as candy. You know, yes. I like that, too.
You had a strong day today, Luke. You picked some good ones.
I'm telling you, Luke, you really – there's a future, Luke.
Well, again, there's a method to the madness. I picked the ones that are funny and good.
Luke, it may not be at the fan, but there is a major future for Luke.
Well, I was going to say, you were talking about hosting a game show. You know, I could also host, a radio show, too. Well, if anybody's looking.
A lot of guys are getting up in age, Luke.
A little long in the tooth.
Luke, excellent.
You know anybody in particular, Joe?
Nobody I would know.
Great stuff, Luke.
Thanks, guys.
Excellent.
Luke, stellar
all
effort,
right.
Luke.
Thanks.
Abreu, Shane Robinson, Giancarlo, Matt Holliday, and Mark DeShera.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.